And that was Newsline.
Once upon a time, the angels did rest here. In the legend of the Tutumenten, nine angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young pony. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, her child was born. But one day, Mamanua made a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumaludu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tutumenten ended happily ever after. And that was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels stayed, Likupang. One hour away from Manado, its coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of Tors Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Wilisan Beach is a must-see spot in Lake Kupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Wilisan. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. The sunset in Lake Kupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Lake Kupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and dim lights. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Lake Kupang. Come to your true hope.
Bisa ku lawan semua. batas ini antara cinta dan mimpi bersamamu. Aku sadari kini bahwa memang hatimu bukan untukku. Ku kembali kepada sunyi. Ku ikhlaskan semua pada takdir. Tuhan pasti tahu yang terbaik untukku. Tenanglah hatiku. Tegarlah diri. Walaupun perih, berjalanlah lagi sejauh
Indonesia. Strategically lies in the heart of Coral Triangle. global epicenter of marine diversity. Beyond doubt is a diverse paradise. Indonesia's underwater has so much to offer. Its beauty is unparalleled. Indonesia has raised the bar in implementing health protocols for diving activities. Nothing is left to chance, so that we can go back and enjoy the fun of diving in Indonesia again. Or challenge yourself to the next level. Or maybe a visit to the remnants of history. Or explore the best muck diving site in the world. Be prepared to be mesmerized by unique and exotic marine life. Such a paradise for macro photographers too. Diving in Indonesia. It's safer and more fun. You don't have to wait that long anymore to be back. So, what are you waiting for?
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto once said that if you can help many people, help a few people. If you still can, help one person. And if you still can, at least don't make things difficult or hurt other people.
Relaxing at the seashore and enjoying sunset is always the right choice when you are having holiday. You can enjoy amazing sunset at Tanjung Setia Beach in West Lampung. It takes about 8 hours from Raden Intan II Airport, Bandar Lampung, or it is located around 273 kilometers or around 6 to 8 hours trip from Bandar Lampung City. Tanjung Setia is located along the western beach near the South Bukit Barisan National Park. The waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is known as one of the best waves by surfers throughout the world, and it is similar with the famous surfing spot in the world, namely in Hawaii. Tanjung Setia Beach is sharply at the big streaming line of the Indian Ocean. Unfortunately, the beach is not quite popular yet for surfing competitions like in Bali or Lombok. There are only some surfers who know the beach that is quite interesting for surfing. During surfing session on June to August, waves at Tanjung Setia Beach can reach up to 7 meters high, stretching around 200 meters to the shore, which makes it good for place for surfing. Some related parties do some efforts, including by organizing competitions in order to promote the beautiful scenery of the beach to both local and international visitors. In early May 2019, the beach has become a place for international surfing competitions. The competitions attracted surfers from 23 countries. All participants say that the waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is truly perfect for professional surfers. Tanjung Setia Beach has white and soft sand which stretches along the beach. There are many palm trees at Tanjung Setia seashore, which makes it more beautiful. In addition, Tanjung Setia offshore is also a fit location for fishing sport lovers to catch abundant fish. There is a giant blue margin fish which is known as Iwa Tuhuk by local people. Blue marlin can have weight up to 50 to 70 kilograms with the length spanning around 170 centimeters. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
It was a Monday night when we first met. I shook your hand and it began. My heart started racing, sweat dripping down my skin. We filled the night with words and laughs. Felt like the time has gone too fast. It came to an end, I hope I'll see you again. Cause you convinced me to like you even more than before. But the thing is, can I be yours? Oh, can I? I've been thinking of you ever since we met that night. Even if I try, I just can't keep.
talking late until 8 a.m. I'd do anything to hear your voice again. And every time that we do, I just kept falling for you. Cause you convinced me to like you even more than before. But the thing is, can I be yours? Oh, can I?
Nyangku itu, yaitu cuci.
Only from old stories, Nyangku is washing creases and sores, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syaidina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Ngora.
Thank you so much for a listener and Edvir for accompanying me in this 5-hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there will be a lot more program that will come within the next hours on Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can always send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much for listener and in that viewer. My name is Ray and all the crews from Voice of Indonesia signing out. And always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And please continue listening to our feature in Desa Banjalu.
Comment about Banjalu and stories that are circulating in the area, but how is Banjalu today? Human life continues to run fast, but many customs persist. When a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Banjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 245 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road, or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Banjalu. There is no direct public transport to Banjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Banjalu, with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Pond, has been used as a natural conservation area. area that according to the saga was the embryo of Tatar Sunda kingdom in West Java and the kingdoms in Central and East Java. Life in Panjalu was full of prosperity and well-being under the leadership of King Bolasmora and his successors. The difference between kingdoms in Central and East Java and the Tatar Sunda kingdom, in this case Panjalu, is that there was some influence of Buddhism and Hinduism, but the strong influence was Islam. The prosperity and welfare in the 6th century BC Panjalu can still be seen in Situ Lengkong, which is a masterpiece of King Borosmora, the ruler of Panjalu kingdom at that time. It was dedicated to the prosperity of his people, as told by Abah Dede.
Beliau untuk mensejahterakan rakyatnya sendiri, kemudian beliau itu membuat gawe.
He worked for his people, then he made gawe karahayuan, or work for glory. Yes, for karahayuan, for glory, for keselamatan, or welfare, for peace and prosperity of his people, and so on. It is a masterpiece of civil engineering technology. Actually, it was the work of King Borosmora. So in the 6th or 7th century, an Indonesian king successfully built a lake, some dams. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects. But at the moment, it has not been included in the cultural heritage list.
Economy, which is dominated by agriculture, currently does not bring good impact for local farmers, although there is Situ or Lake Lengkong, as told by Pak Oman, a resident of Panjalu, who is also a pangguru or community leader.
Cuman sekarang kendalanya modal, apalagi sering fluktuatif.
Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is the price during planting and harvest times it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, while it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants, what would happen? The plants would be affected by diseases. That's the problem.
To strengthen the village economy, actually the government has built a system of economic cooperatives to help farmers. However, according to the elder and leader of indigenous people of Panjalu, Abah Dede, the government must not only set up a cooperative, but must also oversee its existence, as well as how is it in the future.
Kalau misalnya kita akan harus mengembangkan seperti koperasi, kudu jelas ya, erek aya bantuan naon, ya, programnya bagaimana.
If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Not after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law. We will become confused. What then? And how about the indigenous people? What are we going to do with them?
Abang Dede also has a trick. He said if only farmers in Indonesia are like farmers in Thailand, who need not think about marketing their agricultural product or the outcome of their creative economy.
Saya itu terenyuh ya pada waktu saya ke Thailand. Ya. Kamu sebetulnya ini misalnya membuat sangkar burung. Mengapa kamu membuat sangkar burung?
I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about the marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? With checks. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well, and people need not worry about marketing. This is what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison.
However, out of necessity, the indigenous people living in Panjalu finally had to face a difficult choice. On the one hand, they want to feel the sense of development, but on the other hand, they want to retain their customs and culture that they have been painstakingly maintained, especially after Ciamis district lost Pangandaran, which was previously a source of local revenue fund. Following is the village head of Panjalu.
When there was a potential candidate for region, for development policy in Panjalu, please prioritize the local policy first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost.
Saya tidak mau, saya bilang itu, daerah kami ini sendiri juga ada hotel. Saya kan ngomong, saya bilang, udah aja wisatawan datang mah, sararewe di lemur kira-kira gitu. Kalau itu harus diperbaiki misalnya.
I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. If toilets need to be fixed, then fix them. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is, if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I am very concerned. Do not develop Panjalu as you please. What we feared is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy, things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and what is it? Karaoke and so on?
Itu tidak terkontrol. Kalau ada hotel-hotel, apalagi karaoke, apa gitu dan sebagainya kan.
As part of autonomous region of Ciamis district, Panjalu inevitably becomes part of revenue producing potentials, especially after the loss of Banjar and Pangandaran area, which were the largest source of income for Ciamis district, as stated by Ciamis Head of Culture and Tourism Office, Agus Yani.
After Pangandaran off, it means we must concentrate on the existing destinations, especially cultural tourism, such as Karang Kamulian, Situ Lengkong, and Tambak Sari, which will become our icons and to be given the top priority because we will not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
Meanwhile, related to regional development planned by Ciamis Authority, indigenous people of Panjalu who still retain their culture have proposed specific requirements, such as told by Panjalu Village Head Haris.
Saya kan diundang sama
As Panjalu village head, I was invited by Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets through the new autonomous region of Pangandaran. The attention will be on Panjalu, right? We have put forward our appeal, do not move Pangandaran to Panjalu.
Itu berkaitan juga dengan kewenangan. Inilah yang mohon dimengerti juga oleh pemerintah kabupaten. Ya, dai desa itu sebenarnya terbatas kewenangannya dan sebagainya.
Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority, so please do understand if you want any income, you must give great authority to us. Actually, they should ask Panjalu people first.
After the loss of Pangandaran, the Ciamis district, local government set Panjalu as a leading tourist destination. But the extent of this business venture is narrated by the head of Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office, Hermansa.
Panjalu juga demikian karena sudah menjadi objek wisata budaya dan jarak unggulan.
Panjalu now has become the main object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Ciamis district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Ciamis district government.
It seems Panjalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangku ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulid in Situ Lengkong, or adapting the meaning of development without filtering, which often ignores the great tradition and culture. However, if Panjalu has become a tourism icon, something that has been hidden will be famous outside of Ciamis area and will provide economic income and wealth as desired by Panjalu people. However, until when they will be able to maintain their customs and tradition, God only knows. Yeah.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id. And at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From
here is the news for the headline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto inaugurates 3.2 gigawatt electricity project. Indonesia officially launched International Carbon Trading Initiative. I am Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the first news, where Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated 37 electricity projects at Jati Gede Hydroelectric Power Plant